Kapaweta town is in southeastern Sudan. It's approximately 120 kilometers north of Nokichokio in northern Kenya. During the conflict, it was held for a period by the Sudanese armed forces and the forces of northern Sudan against the SPLA, as it's a strategic location for entry and movement from Kenya into southern Sudan and possible supply routes for the SPLA.
I understand as well that this is the first barrier minefield to be cleared in southern Sudan since the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. What is a barrier minefield?
A barrier minefield is a minefield that encircles a town or strategic position and assists in the defense of that position by limiting the options and routes of attack for the opposing forces and provides a barrier for defensive forces.
The Comprehensive Peace Agreement was signed almost 4 years ago. Why has it taken so long to clear the area of mines?
The personnel needed to clear the mines first had to be trained and gain experience, but also mine clearance is a very specialized and time-consuming activity. The land suspected of being mined or known to be mined has to be cleared manually with deminers wearing personal protective equipment, which are Kevlar vests, and perspex visors with a helmet and handheld metal detectors. Before they can go in and use the detectors, the undergrowth has to be removed, and they move in with their detectors, searching the ground for metallic readings. Every metallic reading has to be investigated in case it is a mine and needs to be excavated by hand to discover what the item that's been detected is. So if an area has been heavily fought over, as this area was, you have a lot of metal contamination and fragmentation, which you pick up as readings with the detectors. This has to be sifted through each and every reading so that we can guarantee that an area is clear of mines when we hand it back to the community.
As you've said, mine clearing is obviously a very specialized and dangerous job. Who exactly does your group use to clear the mines?
We train local Sudanese deminers. Our operations are managed by an international technical operations manager, and each team is accompanied by an international technical field manager. These international staff are all ex-military, which is where they learned the business and the safe clearance and disposal of landmines and unexploded ordnance.
Now, your group is having a handover ceremony at Kapaweta town to give the land back to the people. Any idea what they're going to be using the land for now that it's demined?
The fact that the clearance has been completed, land is already in use. Because it takes such a long time to do demining activities, the barrier minefield was divided up into 5 sections so that once completed, each section could be handed back to the community for immediate use and immediate benefit, rather than waiting for the whole barrier minefield to be completed. So on areas already cleared and handed over, there is a school that has been built and is now operating for the local community. The local market has been constructed on another area that has been cleared. We have resettlement taking place on other areas of the barrier minefield, as well as agricultural crop production. This land is now safe for use.
This is obviously great news for the people of that area, but the war did go on for 20 years and a lot of mines are still evident all over southern Sudan. Could you give us an idea of what we're still facing in terms of demining in southern Sudan?
There's a lot of work still to do. There's a lot of suspected hazardous areas that still remain to be technically surveyed and cleared, as well as known minefields. Just in central and western Equatoria, there are reported to be 93 mine-affected communities, of which there have been 20 victims in the last 2 years, and estimated that there are 1.25 million people living in impacted communities in just those 2 states of South Sudan. So there's a lot of work still to do. But with the support of the local authorities within South Sudan and our donors, we envisage making a significant impact on that over the coming years.